Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word. Lift up His name and worship Him together. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. A reading today from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Another thing that the Lord brings us new every morning are His compassions. Well, if it's convenient and possible, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you. And then toward the end of the broadcast, be ready to take down some contact information. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus and worship Him. And we trust that by the time this service is over, you'll know you've been in the presence of the Lord. Well, from the Holiness Hymns of Praise, we're going to page 39. Sing along with us. Let's answer this question. Will Jesus find us watching? When Jesus comes to reward His servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to Him will He find us watching, with our lamps all trim and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's ride home? Say, will He find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? If at the dawn of the early morning He shall call us one by one, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will He answer thee, well done? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's ride home? Say, will He find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Have we been true to the trust He left us? Do we seek to do our best? If in our hearts there is not condemn us, we shall have a glorious rest. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home. Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching. In his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching then? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Well, that's a great Fanny Crosby song. That may be not be one of her best known songs, but she penned that question, and it is a great song, and it has truth in it, and I trust that it touched your heart. We need to be ready, for in such an hour as we think not, the Son of Man cometh. And with all the events that have taken place lately in the world and things that we've heard on the news, we certainly know that we are at the midnight hour. The clock is about to strike, and Jesus is on his way. Let's prepare our hearts as we pray. Let's go to Psalms 36, verse 5. For our precious promise, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Let's pray today that the Lord will help us to be ready, and that the Lord will help us to witness to others, and they will be ready. Father, we thank you today for the fact that your mercy is in the heavens. And Lord, we're so thankful that your faithfulness reaches under the clouds. Your righteousness is like great mountains, and your judgments are a great deep. Lord, we thank you today for that excellent loving kindness. We thank you today that we can put our trust in you, and we can be hidden under the shadow of your wings. Lord, we know that you're coming soon. Signs are everywhere. I'm surprised that we're still here. We know, Lord, that the trumpet is about to sound and the clock is about to strike the hour. So I pray today, Lord, that everyone in this congregation with us today has got their hearts right with you. And should there be someone, Lord, that's not ready, would you plead with their hearts and stir them, Lord, and show them and convict them and lead them, Lord, in the paths of righteousness so they'll repent, be forgiven, and be ready. We pray for our lost loved ones, Lord. We pray for others maybe that are not in tune today. We don't want anyone to be lost. Lord, we know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Lord, we thank you today. Bless this service and touch each heart and life, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship with us now. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. Hallelujah. What a great invitation for the Holy Spirit to come in his own special way. Again, I'll give you some contact information in just a little bit. Well, for all the railroad workers and those that like this song, page 38 in the hymnal, Life's Railway to Heaven. Let's sing it and worship the Lord. Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful. From the cradle to the grave, watch the curves, the hills and tunnels, never falter, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us I praise forevermore. You will roll up grades of trial. You will cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on this lightning train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. And we want to thank you for worshiping with us. We're here daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had anything left and you'd like to share it with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. It would just help us to keep coming to you. And why don't you drop us a card or a letter, whether it has any money in it or not. Send us a song request or a prayer request to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the broadcast. Just click listen online. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh, blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blessed. that's for sure.